Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new extra special episode of Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. Kate and I have decided we cannot not discuss the latest show airing in the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, which is 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. As you probably know, our podcast Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Tuesday, in which we discuss the 90 Day Fiancé franchise. On Wednesdays, our episodes are deep diving into the insanity and glorious chaos of all the TLC and Discovery Plus shows, past and present, and figure out if anyone is really learning anything from the Learning Channel. And on Fridays, we have our shows dedicated to The Valley and Vanderpump Rules. So without any further delay, let's get into these bunch of ding-dongs on 90 Day Fiancé. Hi, guys! Woo! I'm coming to your heart, guys. I'm coming to your heart. And I'll tell you for why, as they say in Wales. I have spent a disgusting amount of time in the past 48 hours rewatching The Real Housewives of DC. It is back on Bravo. Now, if you guys are unfamiliar, I saw a lot of influencers on there, like Bravo influencers, which I am desperately trying to become one of. Shamelessly, I may add. They were like the Ryan Baileys and all the big guns, right? The big boys and gals of the Bravo and reality TV world. They got these gorgeous packages sent from them by Peacock. And it was advertising the fact that they're opening the vault on all of the old, like, Bravo shows, one of them being The Real Housewives of DC. So, by the way, I'm so shameless in my pursuit of becoming a reality TV expert, connoisseur, and, let's face it, getting free stuff. It's actually really embarrassing. I feel like... Sorry, I'm laughing because I do these things at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I wake up and I go, I probably shouldn't have done that in my sleepy haze last night. But when all these influencers getting these, like, they were gorgeous boxes from Peacock, like you opened it up and it was advertising all the shows that I adore, by the way, and can talk about for hours, like back in the day, Gallery Girls, NYC Prep, all the old Real Housewives, everything. I was so jealous, obviously, because I want to get all these packages, that Peacock was like advertising, you know, we reopened the vault, and then I I think I wrote something underneath the Peacock thing saying, oh, wow, our podcast loves, you know, covers all of the Bravo shows. Can we talk about Gallery? Basically just trying to advertise the pod as much as possible and trying to get free stuff from Bravo and Peacock. So if anybody is on the off chance out there listening, you work for a PR company, you have anything to do with Bravo, Peacock, I love you, send it my way. The Instagram, our Instagram account's perfect time for a plug. Smooth transition. Our Instagram account, don't forget to follow us, Tender Loving Care Podcast. DM us, I read and respond to every single DM I am sent, apart from those weird like porno ones in a big group chat that I'm constantly sent. Email address is tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. We have all the links in our link tree. I did just update our link tree to add our merch link in there. So you can click on that and get our merch. Just go to the link tree in our bio. It has everything where you can find us on Patreon, etc., etc. But needless to say, I did not receive one of those Bravo packages yet. It may still be in the mail. It may still be in the mail. But I can tell you I'm thoroughly enjoying the vault being open because I have watched so much of The Real Housewives of DC and boy, does it take you on a ride. I mean, they were one and done. They did one season and then they were gone. And I'd remembered, the thing I'd forgotten is how annoying Kat was on it. Now, Kat was the English woman that sounds like she's been smoking cigarettes since she came out of the womb. You know, she's kind of like terribly, terribly nice. Hang on, let me get it right, because I've been impersonating her alone to myself all day. Darling, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm Kat, and I'm living here in DC, and I just keep it real. Everyone is just awful. Thank you so much. But she has this real, real smoker's voice, and just said, darling, darling, please. Like, I'm married to this photographer who knows Biden and Obama, and it's just what it is, darling. And you are all just so awful. I don't want anything to do with you. And of course, we have, I thought her name was Michaela, but it's Mikhail from Antarctica, who obviously made international news sneaking into the state dinner. There is so much going on in it. It's brilliant. Guys, if you've never watched it, put some time aside. Don't go into work for the next couple of days. Watch The Real Housewives of DC. If you have already watched it, treat yourself and go back to the beginning. It is beautiful work. Beautiful work. And of course, I had to do some research. So afterwards, maybe I should do this as a little mini episode, actually, going over The Real Housewives of DC. I may do that because I did all this research on what happened to them all, and man, there was a lot of interesting stuff afterwards. I think I may do that. I may do a mini episode where I rehash The Real Housewives of DC. So get on and watch it because it is a dream. All right, but we're going to talk 90 Day Fiancé today. So, darlings, let's go over to 90 Day Fiancé, shall we? And I'll be very, very posh this episode. Okay, everyone. We're doing 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. And you know what? It keeps on coming. It keeps pumping them out. This episode did not disappoint either. We are on episode 6 of season 8, The Itsy Bitsy Liar. So let's start out with Emily and Kobe. So we see Emily and Kobe. We left last week, and the kind of drama with them is, you know, Valerie and his friends who are doing the most to tell Emily, you know, she's not being a good wife because she's too bossy. And reminding her that Kobe had a girlfriend ages ago. So anyway, they finished handball, and then Emily and Kobe are going to the bar in the hotel to have a drink. And I just keep thinking, again, how amazing her parents are. They're just looking after those two kids and need to go to bed. And anyway, I just love her parents. So they kind of talk about, you know, she raises everything that Valerie and the rest of his friends said to her at the handball about how she's too bossy, how she's not playing it like a proper Cameroonian woman should, and the mentioning of the ex-girlfriend. And, you know, then they kind of go on about the wedding. And I mean, it's a lot of kind of convoluted drama here, but God, my language skills right now. It's a lot of it's very performative. You know that the producers kind of got in there and said something, because then they're talking about the traditional wedding that they're going to have in Cameroon. And he's like, my friends are coming. And she's like, I'm not saying that the friends aren't coming, but maybe they shouldn't come. A little bit of drama. But no, they are coming. And, you know, and I do think that, you know, he didn't hear the conversation that his friends had with her at Hamble. And it was really putting her on the spot. It was not a pleasant conversation. And I think if Kobe heard that, he'd probably feel differently. Kobe did admit in this that he does occasionally still talk to his ex-girlfriend, which I find bizarre, but there wasn't much context. And Emily was like, eh, and kind of went over it. The next day we see they are all in the car and they are going to meet up with Baby Val, who is Kobe's ex-roommate from China, who Emily also knows. So you see them in the car, they're going through a checkpoint, which TLC tried to make really dramatic, but it actually wasn't. But anyway, they go through the checkpoint, and then they're taking the children to go to this amusement park, kind of water park thing. So they're there, they meet up with Baby Val, who had enough energy for everybody at that water park, but she was really excited to see all the children which was nice, and her child was there. And then her and Emily kind of chat a little bit just about what the friends have been saying. It's the same kind of theme go throughout about what the friends have been saying, and her opinion of it all. And then later on in the episode, Emily takes Kobe and his mates out to a club. And Valerie is stirring that shit up. I mean, he's confrontational with Emily. And listen, he knows what he's doing. He's doing everything the producers are asking of him. And he's really stirring it up. And Emily does a walk-off, which is always good on these shows. We need a walk-off. She does a walk-off in the club. But, I mean, I don't put much credence as any of this, because we know that Kobe and Emily are very, very stable. And I just think that this Valerie is, woo, he's really messing things up, but he's doing what the producers are asking him. But it's not going to have any effect on Kobe and Emily's relationship, really. I do think they're pretty solid. And that was kind of the end of it for those two. No Ashley and Manuel this week, which was disappointed, because they are just, they're the gift that keeps on giving. No Jasmine and Gina, which was fine with, but oh, I was just going to go to Nicole and Mahmoud. That's next on my list, but I'm leaving them till the end because they gave us so much. Let's go to Alexi and Lauren. So this was an old couple that they were very early in 90 Day Fiancé, and they've been brought back. I know they've had spin-offs and they've had other things. I don't think this was the right couple to bring back. They are both 35. They have three children, 3, 2, and 1. I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine. They've known each other a decade. They seem to have a very, very stable relationship. They have three healthy children. And their storyline is the fact that Lauren is going to get a load of surgery to, quote, get her body back. That's it. That's her entire story. I don't really have any more notes. We hear from Marlene, Lauren's mum, who is just saying, I'm worried about it. And it's just that, the whole thing. It's just going back and forth. Like, I'm worried about her. This is going to be a serious recovery process, Alexi. Do you understand this? And Alex is like, well, not really. I guess I do. But my dad's here. He's going to help. And Lauren's saying, I have body dysmorphia and I don't feel myself and I need to go and get all this done. And that was it. So it's like, I just don't think, if you're going to bring couples back to these shows, there has to be some element of drama. There just has to, listen, we don't watch reality shows to see happy people, okay? We watch these reality shows to see disasters. And God bless, like, Liz and Ed was on this episode, so we did, and Nicole Mackwood. So we got our fair share of disasters. But please, know your audience, TLC. Know your audience. No one's watching Housewives to see women get on and women empowerment. No, no, no. You're watching The Real Housewives to see women scream at each other over expensive dinners. That's what we watch it for. So it's the same with this show. Alexi and Lauren have a stable relationship. Next, let's go to Patrick and Thais. So, guys, I hope you thought of me when we saw in the opening shot. Pom, 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 pom. Woo! We see their stunning Pomeranian. Finally, I'm seeing getting full shots of the pom. And Thais was holding the pom, thankfully, because hello, it's perfect and gorgeous. If there's a Pomeranian around, it should be in your arms and being kissed and being loved. So we see them, they're getting ready for Brazil. They're all packing and things like that. They're taking the pom, which I'm so happy about, and the baby. But they are getting ready for Brazil, and Thais is commenting again that Patrick has to ask the father for the blessing, which is kind of silly. They're married, they have a child, but, you know, the father was not a fan of Patrick, and she's just like, she's, you know, Thais is saying, you need to do this again. And he's like, okay. They get on, it's a long journey, and you see them getting into the airport. They have the Pomeranian in a stunning little on wheels kind of carrier, which was great for traveling, and the baby and all the baby stuff and everything like that. They land, and I love the fact that they said that, I love that Patrick included, when he was talking to the camera, he said, you know, we were worried about, you know, a baby, us, a dog, going on a flight, and the dog and the baby were perfect. So I really appreciate he shouted out the pom-pom for being stunning. Then they get in the car, and it's like packed full of things. Thais is the baby in the back, and she's like, I should drive, but Patrick's got it covered. He's driving with the Pomeranian on his lap. And I always forget, they're heading to, it's his father's house, his father's apartment. And I always forget that Patrick is half Brazilian. His dad's Brazilian and is from and lives in Brazil. But I can't remember, did I miss this, that Patrick bought that house for his dad, the condo for his dad? Or was it his dad's house? Because either way, I know that Patrick's like, can we pay him rent when we come and stay to just help him out? Lots of underlying things were going on here. They were settling into the apartment, and Thais is like, we help your dad out a lot with things. So I think that stuff's going to come out there. Knock, knock, the first night they're in there, and it's Patrick's dad. And she said, I did not know your father was going to be here. And he turns up and kind of starts saying, oh, tomorrow you guys better get on painting this entire house for me inside and out. And Thais is just like, what? So I think there's going to be a lot. I remember with Patrick and his mother, when we met his mother, I know there was a lot of, forgive me if I'm wrong, but as I remember it, there were addiction issues, I think, with his mum. And it was his relationship, and his and John's relationship with his mother had been very, very tricky and very hard. And I had a lot of empathy when we met his mother, and Thais, I remember, dealt with it really, really well as well. So he seems to be close to his father. We'll see how he is and what's kind of going on there, probably in the next episode. But so happy the pom's with them in Brazil. All right, which one? Let's go to, am I rushing through these? I mean, it was a good episode. Maybe some rushing through these because you know who I want to get to. The Nicole and Mahmoud of it. And that Big Ed and Liz. Let's just get through Sophie and Rob. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if there's anybody out there that's listening to the pod that's like, oh, come on, I want you to spend more time on Sophie and Rob. I mean, I don't know. Is everybody else as sick of it, watching it as I am? I just find it redundant. We're going through the same things, and we get into things here that I'd suspected even more. So we see this horrifying opening scene. Sophie's back living with Rob in his apartment in Orston, as Sophie says. No English person, by the way. I've said this again. It says Orston for Austin. You just say Austin. Okay, that's it. He decides what he's going to do that every lady loves for breakfast in bed is a dry cracker with a piece of smoked salmon on top of it. Now, wonderful. If you like smoked salmon, fabulous. Crackers, smoked salmon goes on crackers, fabulous. But just dry on a plate with a blob of that and then a ball of mozzarella in the middle, to which he thinks a romantic idea would be sticking a metallic ring in the middle of a mozzarella ball. Interesting thought process, Rob. Interesting. So he brings that over to Sophie, who's just woken up. But she's so, I have such a hard time watching Sophie. And I know I've said this before, and I don't think any of us are exempt from feeling like this in our life. When you feel self-conscious about perhaps your appearance, about your body, whether you're feeling too skinny or too chunky, or you feel uncomfortable in your clothes, or you've just been unwell, or your makeup's terrible, or you don't like the way your hair looks, and you're just uncomfortable, right? You know, it's the body language of covering things up and being conscious of how you look and appear to others, except she's on television, which is even worse if you're feeling insecure. And she's hard to watch because she's so conscious of the camera that she kind of moves in odd ways. Does anybody else understand what I'm saying when I say this? She's constantly like holding her head a certain way because she's wearing a wig, and which she said she wears, which is fine, whatever. But she can't like really move her head properly in case it moves itself. Like, and her makeup's so sticky and it's just, I'm sorry, I'm not attacking her appearance. I really am not. I'm saying, because there's plenty of people that I do attack their appearance for. So.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If he's not one, what I have a hard time doing is that she's so uncomfortable. She shouldn't be on camera, you know, so she's supposed to be just waking up. She has a face full of makeup, this very, very sticky lip gloss. I have a hard time with sticky lip glosses, gals and guys, because all I see when I see sticky lip gloss is hair getting stuck in it. That's all I see. When you have a really sticky lip gloss on, the wind blows the wrong way and it's all stuck to your mouth and I can't see it. And it's like really overlined and okay, I said I'm not attacking her appearance. I'm not. I'm just saying that she's apparently just woken up. Okay, but we know how reality shows are, whatever. So she's like positioned herself on the bed that she thinks will make her look the best, so she can't move from that position. I don't know. I'm getting obsessed with watching how it is and it just makes me uncomfortable. So she's like, oh, thanks, Ra. Oh, what's this? When he brings it over and he goes, breakfast in bed. And she goes, this isn't my ring. He's like, yeah, it is. And she's like, no, this isn't my ring. Oh, hang on, maybe it is. Because he's saying this is your wedding ring and she didn't recognize it. Once again, have these two actually ever met each other before? It is becoming more and more perplexing each episode. I feel as though, but I would not torture myself, with going back to the first episode we've ever seen these people on 90 Day Fiancé, if they ever hugged or kissed. She says, yeah, things were a bit awkward with Rob. Yeah, things were a bit awkward. And it's, you don't need to tell the audience, we're seeing it. I have never seen two people on this show, as young as they are, apparently in a romantic relationship with zero sexual chemistry, and they don't touch each other. Not even a reach out, like when she's putting on this ring that, you know, she grabbed out of the Mutseye ball. He doesn't even like grab or touch her leg or kiss her on the cheek. They just sit completely stiff from each other. And that's it. It's so odd, guys, to me. It's very, very odd. Then the next scene, their entire scene is him trying to get her to touch these tarantulas that he has. So boring. And also, you know, I don't like seeing these animals in those tiny boxes. I was not okay with that. But then we do get a good scene from them, guys, because it doesn't involve Rob. So we see Sophie going to do this like drinking arts and crafts things with her friend Kay, who production is loves to kind of insinuate that she's having a sexual relationship with just because she's bisexual and that her friend's a woman. She isn't, but that's where she was staying for a while. So they're close friends. And you see Sophie actually be able to laugh and lighten up a little bit when she's with a friend, because with Rob, it's just, there's nothing. Nothing. Anyway, they're sat talking and we get a revelation in this, guys, that isn't surprising to me. It confirmed that I'm always right. And even more details that I went, oh, there's shit going down here. Kay starts saying, well, you two finally having sex again. But she said it like a 9-year-old. She was like, are you doing the bang bang or something? It's so strange when adults speak like that. But she's just like, you guys having sex again? And Sophie goes, reveals to us, not only did they not have sex on their wedding night, which I will say I've heard is actually very, very common, because, you know, most people live together before they get married, are having sex before they get married and get wasted at the party and then are too drunk to have sex. Anyway, that was like, okay, you could, because she says, you know, we're like wasted and we just fell asleep. So you're like, okay. But then she tells us in her confessional that they haven't had sex for over 6 months and they've been married for 12 months. Guys, if she's saying 6 months, it's more like 9 months. I would say that they probably have not had sex for 9 months and they have been married for 12. I was trying to, before she tells us what she tells us next, I was trying to figure out why. Why these two don't have any chemistry. Why they don't seem sexually attracted to each other. What is this? Then she starts revealing to Kay. I want so many more details, but she hints subtly, and I think she has to pull herself back a little bit, that Rob started requesting certain things from her, requesting that she dress in a certain way, that she looks a certain way for him. And I'm thinking, oh, ding dong. Ding-a-dong. There we are. I think Rob has some very suppressed fetishes. Very suppressed. I don't think regular, vanilla, whatever you want to call it, sex, does it for him. I think he is embarrassed or fearful of revealing these repressed wants and sexual desires. Tried it a little bit with Sophie. Sophie said, I'm not into it, which she tells Kay. She doesn't tell us what it is, but she tells Kay. And that's why they don't have sex. I want to know, obviously, exactly what these fetishes are, but there's something deeply repressed. He started to let it a little bit out to Sophie. Sophie went, whoa, stop, police line, do not cross. And that's why they haven't had sex for 9 months. That's what's going on. It's deeply disturbing. It's ridiculous. It's they have no communication, so they can't discuss it. Nobody's coming in and saying, Kay does say you have to see a therapist. And Sophie's like, oh, I don't know, I've never been to a therapist, I don't know. Both of them need it terribly, and I think production will force them into meeting with the therapist. And of course Rob will hate it because both of them have very, 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 very dark suppressed trauma or something that prevents them from acting like adults, and their relationship is a disaster. But apart from all of that, you know, they're doing fine. But I was just thinking, what do they do at night? Like, sure, you're in a relationship, you're not having sex every single night, but they're never having sex. So she moved back into the place, and at night, they brush their teeth, they're on the phone in bed all night until they just fall asleep. It's strange, guys. It is strange. Speaking of strange, let's go to Arkansas with Liz and Ed. Now, I say it every time, but I will never recover when they remind us of the age difference with these two. Liz, 31, and Ed, 58. Just think about that. 31 and 58. She was in her 20s when she met him. It's lost on me. So it's very dramatic. We see her walking in for her solo interview. She's been crying. We see Liz driving on her own, solo, upset. And we discover that they had got into a big argument the night before. His sister had come over and was making her famous, apparently, taco pasta. Spicy taco pasta. And guys, it's not about the pasta. And her daughter, whose name I don't have here, her daughter said, oh, this is too spicy. And Ed said, don't be a baby. And Liz, according to Ed, went ballistic on him. It ended up in a blow-up fight. Ed left. Liz woke up in the morning. Ed was gone. She receives a text message from the person that was supposed to oversee their wedding, officiate their wedding, saying, oh, so sorry to hear the wedding's been called off. I mean, guys, B-A-D. So she's crying, telling us what happened. She's driving, saying, I don't know where he is. He's gone. I don't know what's happening here. Cut to Ed. He's with his sister, who this poor sister has been shoved on television. She just had cataract operation. So she's having to wear these glasses in the kitchen and have this conversation with her brother. Ed is saying to his sister, you know, because he's always the innocent party, I'm so sorry you had to see that last night. I'm so sorry you had to see that last night. She went crazy. I just can't do this anymore. And he reveals that he's cancelled the venue. He cancelled the officiant. And he cancelled, I think he said flowers or something else. But he's gone along and cancelled a load of these things within less than 24 hours. And he's decided that this is it. We've broken up 14 times beforehand, but this is the last time. We're done. And we all know that they end up getting married and then divorced again. Oh, guys, I have made many mistakes in relationships. I've dated horrendous people. But these two just take the biscuit. It's a disaster. I don't know how two adults cannot see that. Oh. So we see next week she texts Liz to say we need to meet. So that will be interesting. We'll see that next week. So let's, guys, move on to our final couple. And this final couple is giving us so much. So I would like to, first of all, to thank the Academy, thank TLC for Nicole and Macwood. Oh, right. An age gap here as well, I always forget. Nicole, 40, and Macwood, 31. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. I'm nearly 40, and dating a 31-year-old, someone that's just got into their 30s, that is a big difference. It really is. 40 is very different to 30. Now, let's not forget that we were all still reeling from "you hateful little fuck" that Nicole screamed at her beloved when we last left them, because she's had a couple of drinks now. Her friends are all wasted, by the way. I stand by that. They are all wasted. They're back at the house surprising Mahmud because he wouldn't go to the dinner with them because she had a dress that had a little bit of her back showing. Right, we're all caught up. Mahmud's on the balcony with Julian. This guy, Julian, is a bit of a ding-dong, but I'll give him a pass because he gave us great TV this week and he is bellotto. Like, he is out of it. He's so drunk. I think that TLC kept being like, "get him to drink more, get him to drink more," because A, it would annoy Mahmud, and B, TLC paid for that dinner beforehand. So I think they did many rounds. They were all coming in Ubers. I think they drank a lot and they're drinking, but, and we know that they were having drinks at her place too. So she screamed "hateful little fuck" to him. Mahmud is on the balcony with Julian. Julian's trying to sort this out. Some dude Mahmud's never met before. And he's saying, you know, "she's this and she's that." And Julian's going, "oh, I've been there." And I just wrote, "no, you haven't. No, you haven't, dude. Mahmud has come from a different continent, has been in LA for 2 days. 2 days. He has no friends, no family. And his wife is basically saying, get out, you're awful. And they have massive religious and cultural differences. So Julian, you know what? I don't think you've been there. I understand you have dated, you are married to a woman that is, I think she's originally from the Ukraine. So the cultural differences, language differences. But no, you have not been Mahmud in this situation, Julian. So he's out there kind of talking to him, blah, 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 blah. 2 days, guys. 2 days. So they're all wasted. And Mahmud goes back into the room and Nicole is getting redder and redder. And she, like, the colour of her hair. And she's had a good few sips in her. So she's fired up and she goes into that room. And she's either, I don't know what she was doing. She was taking out either contact lenses, I think, or moisturising, like taking makeup off or something. All the while these, I think there's 1, 2, 3 friends are just in the kitchen / living room being like, da-da-da. And, you know, so she's taking off makeup, contacts, whatever, screaming at him again. And going, and then she goes, "what are you doing?" And he's like getting his suitcase, and she loses it. She's like, "you're getting your suitcase? Get the fuck out of my house." Guys, I put this on our Instagram because it was so brilliant. Julian's, you know, barely standing up straight, doing a one-on-one interview with the camera while all of this is going on. I love to see how production works. So Mahmud's in the bedroom packing up his shit, arguing with his wife. Production's like, "this is a good time. Julian, come over here." In this tiny apartment, they're like, "Julian, come over here. All right, we're going to talk to you about this." So then Julian's giving a one-on-one interview as he's wasted drunk with production. And he's saying, they're obviously like going at it, and at that moment you hear Nicole scream in the background, "get the fuck out of my house," and slam the door behind her. You see her come and slam the door. Guys, there were so many elements to it that was genius. The fact that they got Julian saying that line when Nicole screams that to Mahmud, that you see Nicole's red hair pop in as she slams the door shut. The fact that Julian's wasted, and the fact that Julian knows his Hollywood, because he purposely freezes because he knows they were going to have to do pickup shots after that. They had to cut and do pickup shots. So Julian's in the biz. Julian is nearly as much of a professional as I am in the biz. And he just freezes, right? Just absolutely freezes. And he was waiting for the interviewer to go, "all right, carry on, let's pick up from that." He was great. Then we see Mahmud with the suitcase in tow, and he's out that bloody door. Then the suitcase is left at first. Then he's walking down the street, and I know exactly what street that is. I knew she was in, like, not Hancock Park, like near Griffith Park, because the road that he walks down is Griffith Park, and that is such an incredibly large, wide and busy road. So many accidents constantly. And you see Julian running after him because Mahmoud's thinking he can just cross that road. Guys, it made me sick seeing it. Julian was like, no, you cannot go near that road, because we've already seen him. You know, he's used to like jaywalking, crossing the busy streets. But this was like, please don't do this. And I can tell you, TLC would have had one monster lawsuit on their hands if Mahmoud had made it across that street without Julian telling him to come back. But what we see next week is the infamous scene of him walking across the bridge with a suitcase. So he obviously comes back to the apartment to grab the suitcase, because when we see him running towards Griffith Park Boulevard, he hasn't got his suitcase. So I think he goes back to the apartment, grabs the suitcase, and then leaves. So guys, I cannot wait for next week. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm sorry. I am thoroughly enjoying seeing this side of Nicole. It's wild, and I'm loving every single second of it. All right, so I think we covered everyone, didn't we? Emily, Kobe, Nicole, Mahmoud, Sophie, Rob, the Knob, Liz and Ed, Patrick and Thais, and Alexi and Lauren. Yes. So once again, you know, guys, I'd like to know how you're feeling, because I am pretty satisfied with what's going on in this show. They're giving it to us. I don't like having Alexi and Lauren and Kobe and Emily too much, just because there's not a lot of drama with it. But I know that Alexi and Lauren's not going to have a storyline apart from this surgery. And come on, we can do better than that. Look what Mahmoud and Nicole are giving us. That is the level of kookadook that we need to be getting. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we have out the Wheel of Shame episode, in which I am covering buying naked. It's about real estate agents selling to nudists. I mean, what more can you want in a reality show from TLC than that? Really? God bless you, TLC. Everyone have a wonderful morning, afternoon, night, whatever you're doing. I hope wherever you are feeling loved and wonderful and amazing. And I'll speak to you guys again tomorrow. Remember, DM me, follow us, Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast. And you can email me at tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.